I'm going from your email saying you were. This was on the 5th.
Right.
Right? January 5th. It was the same morning.
Yeah, actually, the reason why I remembered it was, well, I had gone out on the 4th, so it was actually the morning of the 5th, and my birthday's in January, and on the 20th, so I just remembered, I made a mental note that it was, you know, 20 days from my birthday, so.
Uh-huh. And you say it was about 2 a.m.?
Yeah, about 2 a.m., right around there. Uh-huh. I was over at a friend's house in Florissant. They live off Balanfi Lane. And I was heading back to my apartment in South County, down Lindbergh Boulevard, traveling, I guess that would be southbound on Lindbergh, towards the 270 intersection, and what initially transpired was that there was a Florissant police officer pulled over on the side of the road near... what used to be a Sinclair station on Lindbergh Boulevard, it's like one of the older Sinclair stations where they actually come out and fill up your car and do all that. I don't think it's still a Sinclair station, but regardless, he was very near there. And
can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
This is at what intersection? This is in Lindbergh and near what?
Lindbergh and, I can't think of the name.
You weren't as far south as 270. That's south.
No,
south,
I was
prior.
Because
you were in Florissant still.
Right, right? Still in Florissant. Right. Before I even got to the 270 area there.
Where, oh, I see, all the way north.
Yeah, it's still up in North County.
Okay. I know where you're talking about.
Near the Hazelwood border.
Yeah. Okay.
Where Florissant borders Hazelwood.
Right. Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Typically what happened, the reason why the officer got my attention was because a lot of times they have sobriety checkpoints there at that. Look, I used to live in Florissant, so I'm pretty familiar, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, a bunch of cops standing around, and they're waving you over. So I was looking towards the officer to see if he was motioning me to pull over.
Uh-huh.
And then that's right about that time when I noticed up in the sky on the other side of the road where I saw the object coming across. We're flying directly over Lindbergh. And it was probably, there's a Schnucks Supercenter there on the left-hand side.
Uh-huh.
It was probably a little bit in front of that, but about treetop level, and came right over.
Okay. All right.
If you want, I could draw it up for you.
I'd like you to.
Yeah. This is Lindbergh Boulevard, and it has a turn lane, and then four lanes on each side. And right about here is the Sinclair station.
Okay.
And I would say probably this is where the police officer was, the Schnucks Supercenter is here. And
this is south.
Yeah, this would be going north.
This is north.
Yeah, this is...
because I thought Schnucks is on the east side.
North.
If you're driving north on Lindbergh...
Lindbergh north side? Goes towards Florissant. Lindbergh south goes towards 270.
Oh, so we are upside down. I got
you. Yeah.
Okay.
So Schnucks is on this side
right.
of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was heading south.
Okay, I gotcha.
Towards 270.
Gotcha.
Which is basically up here. You got Hazelwood.
Right.
Right before it. Right before the 270 exchange there.
Right.
And this is where the object was. So this is me here. I'm driving along, see this police officer, and that's when I saw it come right across. Yeah, like a subdivision right here.
Uh-huh.
And trees, line, all that. It's all older, you know, an older subdivision. So I got a glimpse of it flying about rooftop level right across the top of Schnucks until it disappeared over the foliage and everything. Plus, it was kind of difficult for me to see traveling in my car because it was so low in the sky that I almost had to duck down and look out the top of the windshield of the car to see it. And I maybe got a glimpse of it for about 10 seconds as it kind of just floated right across the top of the sky. Very bizarre,
least
there.
Yeah, well, it is bizarre. Okay, now you said that in your email, I won't recite what you said. Can you describe maybe the size of it? Can you approximate the size?
When I initially saw it, the size was so incredible that that's what drew me to it.
Uh-huh.
It resembled a bus. This, like the side. It looked to me, I didn't see the triangle portion of it. Uh-huh. I saw the side, a side view, uh-huh. and it actually looked like a huge rectangle, like uh-huh. a big, like a bus uh-huh. flying. Uh-huh. So I never got any of the rear view of it, or a front shot, or underside, or any of those things. I just saw it right like a big rectangle flying along across Lindbergh Boulevard. Uh-huh. What was also intriguing about it was that, number one, I had never seen anything like that large, but flying silently. You know, there was no noise. It was, granted, it was January, and I had my windows up, but you would think that you would hear, if it were a helicopter or some type of aircraft, that you would hear some yeah. form of engine noise, and I heard nothing. Uh-huh. So that was pretty amazing. And then as far as lights go, I didn't really see a lot of lights on points of it or white lights. I do remember that being a part of it, but I wasn't really focusing on the edges of it because of what I saw on the side of it, the windows. Uh-huh. So you can make out that it had a row of windows that traveled down the side of the object. And what it reminded me of was, there, if you've ever driven past like a electronic store that sells light fixtures, at night, when you look in there, all those light fixtures are lit up, so it illuminates the interior of it, and that's what it reminded me of. It was so bright inside of it that those lights, you could just see how big the mass of what was internal in there was. Huge, just immense. And that's when I kind of saw some things moving around in there, and it almost appeared, I couldn't make out, you know, a form, but I saw something moving, and it appeared to me that they were coming to the window to look at what was going on. You know, maybe it was the police officer's lights, or it looked like they were looking right at me. It really did. Uh-huh. I couldn't tell if it was a person or anything else, but there was definitely some movement in there. And just how big it was incredible. I told people the next day about it, and said that it almost looked two stories tall to me. That's about how large it would have appeared. But it was, again, kind of difficult to see, being that it was dark, it was black, you know, the object was black, moving in the black sky, too. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is what got me, was that running along the side of it, you know, was this window, and then there was something right about there, looking out there at me.
And when you saw it, you recall only seeing one window?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it, just one.
I mean, okay, that's it. Okay, and then you saw only one thing possibly moving.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like it almost running to come over to see what was
really?
Going on, yeah. It was quick movement, and then by the time that I saw that part of it, you know, it had moved all the way across and I couldn't see it again.
And it moved from your memory? How did it move?
It moved.
Within the window?
Oh, no, the thing,
yes,
or whatever?
Yeah, right.
No, it moved from within the window. Like, maybe it was in the back, and there was all the lights and things in there. And then, I guess, something caught its attention. My guess would be the strobes from the police, because they did have, you know, he had his lights on and everything. Uh-huh. They came in and they were looking out, and I could tell that that's what they were doing.
To the window. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You say they. No.
Or the thing.
Okay.
I just saw one.
Okay.
So.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when you say, as far as, if you could guesstimate the length of the object, could you guesstimate? You say it was about the size of a bus. Well, mm-hmm. How long is a bus? 50 feet? I mean, or 30 feet?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I don't even know how long a bus is. But, you know, some, other people have described it, you know, differing sizes. Most, you know, and,
mm-hmm. some people say football field long.
Right, right.
What is that? 100 yards. So that's 300 feet.
Right.
I would guesstimate a bus is probably 100 feet. But again, like I said, I couldn't see the edges as much as I could see the illuminated portion of it. And I also didn't see any lights or anything like that on the edges of it.
Uh-huh.
This is what caught my attention for the most part. And then the fact that it was so tall and large, you know, this way, that's what I focused on for the most part. But I never saw, I couldn't tell you if, you know, I saw the front edge of it or the rear of it. I just saw the white part move across that. By that time, I was past it.
Okay. When it crossed the highway, you said you thought it spanned both lanes?
Oh, it definitely was wider. I would say it would be wider than, you know, Lindbergh Boulevard with the two turn lanes, for sure.
Okay.
It took time to get all the way across that, but at least whatever the, you know, distance from here to here is, it was that big, for sure. Probably
that,
bigger.
That gives us a perspective then, because that's longer than a bus. I mean, because if you put a bus, if you turn a bus sideways and look at it, it's not going to cross both lanes.
Yeah, maybe that's just my way of describing it, because it... Like I said, this is what freaked me out, the height of it.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily the length, and I couldn't tell you how long it was because I didn't get that great of a look of it.
But now, again, could you tell me about how far up, how high you thought it was from the ground level? You said it was treetop level.
Well, as tall as Schnucks is, it was probably 50 feet higher than that. Hmm. So higher, if I was trying to give you an idea... I say treetop because that's what it appeared to me. You know, treetop's a little higher than the Schnucks roof, but it was low.
So it was a couple hundred feet.
I mean, it was low.
It was a couple hundred feet then.
Yeah.
Probably. Because if you look at the UMB Bank, I mean, Schnucks Market, I mean, it's not much higher than that, right? The front of the building.
Maybe another story higher than that or something.
Oh, you mean the object itself or
Schnucks? No, Schnucks. And then, so I would say treetop level because it was, you know, floating at about, you know, about the height that I would... say a tree, a large tree would be.
Okay.
So maybe 100, 200 feet, something like that.
Okay. All right, and then you moved south on the road, and it went out of range. You couldn't see it. It went over the horizon, and then did you turn around and try to look at it or anything like that? No? Okay.
I didn't know what I saw. So, I mean, at that point, I was just trying to figure out what it could be, you know?
Yeah, and you said you saw the police officer looking up when you as you passed him. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what was his expression?
I didn't see him because at that time I was, you know, I was looking at first at him and see what he was doing and then notice that he had someone pulled over there.
Oh.
So I can't remember specifically if he was walking back to his car or walking to them, but he just kind of gave him one of those.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, by that time, that's when I caught it and I was focused on that. Uh-huh. By the time I got past the police officer, I'd slowed down a little bit to sit to watch it, you know, go all the way across and then... It was gone as quick as it came.
Uh-huh. Can you approximate how fast it was traveling? It was, you said
slow.
It was slowly.
20, 30 miles an hour maybe at the most. Not fast. Definitely not speeding or anything. Long enough for me to get a real good look at it. I'd say it probably took 10 seconds to pass, you know, come from near where Schnucks was and then cross all the way across out of my sight.
About 10 seconds. Okay. Now, are you absolutely positive about the date?
Yes, 100% sure, and I'm not on the time.
Yeah.
I'm maybe 20, 30 minutes off, but it was right around that time for sure.
Yeah.
2 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Okay.
At that low of an altitude, I guess is the difference between what the officers saw and what I saw. Like I said, I'd never seen the rear of it or anything. Never saw the front or a point or any of those things. But it looked from the side, it looked like a huge rectangle, big square.
Yeah. Did you have any gut feeling?
What I thought it was?
Yeah.
I figured it had to be something military. Just because of the stealth style of it. And I didn't make that assumption initially. I didn't know what the hell it was. I couldn't tell you if it, you know, I just said UFO because I couldn't identify what it was. But after watching the special and hearing about, you know, the blimp, lighter-than-air technology and all those things, it may, you know, that's a possibility, I would suppose. But... you know, I don't know enough about how their propulsion systems work. What got me is the immense size of it. I just couldn't fathom how something that big could be floating silently without some unknown technology that I don't know about. So that was my initial gut feeling, that it probably was something, you know, military.
And you're pretty sure, you're positive it was a police officer. It was a Florissant police officer.
Yep, 100% positive.
Okay. Did they service Hazelwood?
No, just Florissant only.
But you're sure it was Florissant?
Absolutely, 100% positive.